And the production focuses on important and confronting subjects, including sexual abuse and suicide. So it's going to be an interesting conversation with Jim a little later in the program. Thanks for joining us today. Lewis Ferris has kindly joined us. He's a meteorologist and, of course, weather-wise in Tamaki. Well, as we know, we got up this morning to news of heavy rain, easing to a few showers. It's still pretty dark and blustery out here. 19-degree high, 12-low, and a few showers expected. Poor severe gales, northeasterlies, and places changing to strong westerlies is the forecast. But Lewis probably has a better handle on it as well, because he lives, breathes, eats, and dreams about weather, I'm assuming. Thanks for joining us, Lewis. My name's Dale. Te lakwe.
Kia ora, Dale. Yeah, that was a perfect introduction. Yeah. And also, I've been up since 5:45 this morning talking about the weather, so I've got a pretty good handle of it so far today. But there's so much that has been going on, and you're right, around Tamaki, it's been blustery, and really the rain has come down in this last sort of hour. The hour up until 9 a.m. this morning, Whenuapai recorded 20 millimetres of rain in that single hour. So we class anything above 6 millimetres as heavy. And also this is coming on the back of what has been a pretty wet week around actually a lot of the North Island, but especially these northern areas. So a lot of that heavy rain today will just be basically turning to puddles instead of soaking into those what will possibly be saturated soil. So I imagine anyone who was out on the roads this morning or even trying to get a good night's rest would have had some difficulty last night around a lot of the North Island.
I sort of love the rain, but I don't like it if it's going to flood our homes. Fortunately, we live on sort of high ground, so it's not an issue so much for our family and I suppose for most of us. But some in low-lying areas, you know, feel very threatened. We have a lot of whānau that we talk with Lewis down, for instance, in Tairawhiti on the east coast, and they've been getting these bombs and, as you know, washed-out roadways and culverts, and then just replacing some of their whiteware and the like and carpets, and it all happens again. So certainly feel for the realities that some face. Any updates from the Coromandel, perhaps, or from the east coast, maybe north? Has it turned to custard so far, this particular weather bomb, Lewis?
I have seen some impacts from around those regions this morning. The thing is, this event is not yet over for those regions. Just stepping up the island around Northland, it does look like a lot of the rain has begun to ease. That heavy stuff now moving over to Auckland, that will continue into Coromandel Bay of Plenty and then round to Tairawhiti throughout the rest of today. So there is further heavy rain on the way, and there is that possibility of some high intensity falls, which could bring about some of that smaller areas of flooding. The good thing is with this system, it's moving quite a bit faster, and although it does pack a punch, we hopefully won't see those impacts or those same impacts that we have seen around Tairawhiti earlier this year. I know they had two really big rain events, basically back-to-back, as you said. So, yeah, recovering from one just to be met with another one. And although this one is, you know, a wet day, it does look like we won't see those same sort of impacts. So I looked at the observations, and overnight there's been around 50 to 60 millimetres of rain, pretty widespread, some areas getting up to around that 100 millimetre mark, which is definitely significant, but we will hopefully see that end as we move through the rest of today.
Hey, thanks, Lewis. You and your colleagues make for interesting personalities. I'm just looking at a picture of you, actually, from 2018, when you graduated with a Master's in Meteorology. Congratulations. I'm pleased about that. Just want to clarify a couple of things. I mean, we've all got whānau across in Sydney, and they got this mad deluge, was it last week? The rivers, I don't even know if it's completely subsided yet. But can we assume, because, you know, I've heard the saying that if it goes through Aussie, it's coming to us. But is that really the case, Lewis?
There is some truth in that. So the system that we saw just at the end of last week was kind of the tail end of that system that had been sitting over in Sydney. And the one that we are seeing today, although it's a little bit higher intensity, has come down from the north. So not all our weather comes from the north, but in this case, it has been that same sort of tropical air system, which has brought with it a lot of this high humidity air, which brings about that potential for these large amounts of rain. And I guess the other situation is if you had a really cold outbreak, which might make its way around the lights of Melbourne, as it moves across the Tasman Sea, we could get the remnants of that. So it's not always that the weather that they get, we get the tail end of it, but often it does end up being like that.
Thanks a lot. I'm curious as whether we've got many whānau Māori who are studying meteorology, Lewis, and if not, wonder why not. And also, in a lot of different sectors, we're seeing the interweaving of traditional or indigenous knowledge with Western science, and I wonder whether that was something that was touched on in your studies or aspects of it that you might be witnessing in your mahi and work life. Any thoughts down that track, Lewis?
Sadly, there hasn't been so much that I have seen through my studies. There has been one little paper that I have seen, but sadly, yeah, the interaction or the combination of these two things hasn't quite filtered into our day-to-day work as of yet, but we can only hope in the future that we will get more of that, because, I mean, it's really good stuff to, you know, run on the what people have seen for far longer than I've been on this planet, so it's good stuff for us to know about and actually combine with what we are seeing in all these computer models that we use, because, you know, observations from people are going to be the basis of what we're doing, of what we want to be forecasting for, and not just what these computers are telling us.
No, it's interesting too. Lewis, your name's Mud when you don't get it right, because if you say there's a weather bomb coming and it doesn't, or if you say it's going to rain and it doesn't, and we don't hang out our washing, and the weather forecasters, well, you know, they cop a bad rap. It comes with a bit of pressure, this gig you've got, Lewis Ferris.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the thing is, we're dealing with things that haven't happened yet. So there is always going to be an inherent uncertainty when it comes to forecasting the future. But we, you know, we do what we can with the information that we have available. And we know full well there will be times where it won't pan out exactly as we had planned. But the thing is, we're doing it for the people in the end. We're trying to give information that is balanced enough to give people the heads up if something really bad is going to happen, but we don't want to frighten people unnecessarily. So it is the really tricky balance when we have these especially severe systems to get that balance just right. Because, of course, yeah, we don't want to tell people that, you know, their potential for their property to be flooded is high and then that not come to fruition, because that wouldn't be a good forecast. So we do what we can.
Good talking with you, Lewis. Thanks very much. I don't speak to meteorologists all that often, but thanks for clarifying some of the pressures that you're under too, because you've got to make a call. There could be safety lives at risk, and if you get it wrong in that sense, then people will be all over you. But obviously sometimes things don't pan out because weather, like sport, seems to have a life of its own. Good on you, mate. Thanks very much, Lewis, for sharing some cordial with us.
Thanks, Adam.
Okay, see you, mate.